Hey guys, welcome to a brand new year, and this is January 2nd, so we are going to talk about strategies, talking about being focused on your goals. I wanted to do this because it's the beginning of the year, right? Everyone's making a resolution. I did my resolution back in 2021 in the middle of summer. I wasn't waiting until the first of any year to begin my shit. That's me. But a lot of people do like to try to start anew. It's a brand new fresh start. But when you wake up, it's just another day. And every day is a new fucking year. So what I do is I'm going to give out 12 tips. And I found this on Indeed.com. They're not paying me at all. And I was looking for strategies for you guys. And some stuff that I've actually used. And in the midst of listing these 12 tips, I'm going to let you know if I used it or not, and I'm going to read verbatim. So this is going to be a pretty lengthy podcast. I'm going to read verbatim from Indeed.com as far as what they have for tips on how to stay focused on your goal. So it's called 12 Strategies for Staying Focused on Your Goal with Tips for Improved Focus. I think that's where a lot of us lack at, right? Where we start something and everyone has to be motivated and has to be a positive trigger, and I'm not sure what people are really looking at. A lot of times you just need to fucking start and let the momentum build up and find out where your drive is at about the subject that you're in. But that's another conversation. It's a deeper conversation. I want to go just with these 12 tips, and then from there I may even add some to it or add what I have done so far this past 6 months into my kind of rebooting myself for the year. So let's just get started. Okay, again, I'm not paid by Indeed at all. I found this on a website, and as I was doing my research, this became kind of the best one I've seen so far. I'm sure there's other ones out there, but this is what I found, and this is what I'm going with. So the first one, number one, understand what motivates you. One way you can stay focused on your goals at work is to understand what you can stay focused on your goals at work is to understand what motivators are most effective for your personality. Here are a few types of motivation you can use to stay focused on your goals. Okay. Number one, underneath the umbrella of understand what motivates you, is incentives. With incentive-based motivation, you reward yourself for reaching certain milestones. For example, you may decide that if you finish a large project by the end of the day, you treat yourself to a nice dinner, right? Achievement. Another form of motivation is achievement-based motivation, which is motivation based on possibility of achieving something as a result of your work. Examples of achievement are promotions and awards. And again, goals don't have to be about you becoming an entrepreneur. Goals are about, you know, goals. And if you have going after your career, you want to set certain goals, expectations for yourself. Fear. Let's go to the next one. Fear. Fear-based motivation can be a powerful way to incentivize focus. Fear of not reaching your goals or being reprimanded for not finishing tasks can help motivate you to concentrate on your task at work. And fear, to me, is a great motivation. Fear, you know, for some people actually stops them. Fear for some other people tends to push them forward. It all depends how you use that emotion of fear. How you use that feeling, right? Because as humans, when you sense fear, we either flight or fight, right? And the fighting, to me, portion of the flight or fight is you going after your goal, you pushing through. The flight part is you staying with that emotion, that feeling of fear, and already confronting what you want to do. So that was number one. Number two, write down your goals. You guys probably have heard this many times over. And I have to say, writing down your goals do make a difference. But it's not just about your goals, though, right? I think that's where people make the actual mistake. Let me read the passage they have here for number two, though. Another strategy for focus to write your goals and keep the list in a visible location. This can help remind you of the reason you're working and improve your focus. Writing down your goals can also help you create a plan for achieving them. Another advantage to writing down your goals is that this action can give you the ability to assess the strength of your goals. The ideal goal is specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and time-based. These attributes can help you ensure you reach your goals. For example, setting a goal to complete a project by the end of the quarter is an example of a SMART goal. And yes, you can have your personal goals for yourself as quarterly based as well, right? So writing down your goals is great. I want to see if they mention this first before I go on to my little add-on. Number three is going to be set milestones for your goals. Once you set a goal, you can set milestones to achieving it. This is particularly helpful when you have a large goal to achieve. Setting milestones can help you stay focused by breaking a larger goal into smaller parts that can feel more achievable. For example, if you set a goal to launch a small business by the end of the year, you can set milestones for writing a business plan, getting investors, and launching a website. Absolutely. That's what I did in the beginning of the summer. When I started writing my poetry book, My Life, that's going to be out for pre-order on January 13th, 2022. I had to figure out my strategy, and I knew I wanted to go self-publishing. I knew I had to write a certain number of pages and blah, 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 whatever, right? And what I did was I wrote down the goal of saying, hey, this is going to be the pre-order date. So I put a date that this book had to be ready for pre-order. But in between that and going forward towards that ultimate pre-order date goal, I had to set certain milestones for myself to ensure that I stay on track, right? So I would put on my calendar. I use Google Calendar. It's free. And I would put certain dates of where I wanted to be at. I wanted to make sure I was moving forward. And it kept me on track and on pace. The other thing about when you write down your goals, which I don't see here so far, hopefully they mention it, because we're still number three. We still have a few more to go. Yes, write down your goals. But the goal is the tippy-tippy top of the mountain. It's the summit. What you need to do is break down those goals into steps. Break down those goals into steps that are chewable, that bite-size for you, that you can achieve. Because what's going to happen is that you're going to lose focus, you're going to misstep, and you're going to not complete your goal. I've done that plenty of times in my life where, man, I can't tell you that. I wrote down my goals, but I did not work out the steps necessary to take to achieve the goal. And then plan out those steps of execution. Every single day, you have to write down what you're going to do in order to achieve your long-term goal. That's right. You have to break it down to become that tedious. To one point, I would think it was 2019. This is before COVID. 2018, when I published my first book called Purpose, actually. And it took me a while to get Purpose off, right? I didn't do a good job at editing it. I didn't do a good job at promoting it. It was really sketchy because I know I didn't have a true plan, nor did I do enough research about publishing my first book. And I did some research and then I kind of winged it. And it's like, you know what? I can't do this again with any other goal of my life. If I really want to be successful at something, winging something or just going with the flow is not going to fucking work. I'm going to have to make plans, be very strategic, but also be flexible in my plans because things do happen. Things come up that you may not have known about that are more nuanced once you get more education in the area you're going for. So, set up milestones, right? But more importantly than that, learn what steps you're going to take to achieve your goal. Do the research, become a subject matter expert in it, and whatever you're planning on doing, become the best at it, and don't do many things at once. Just kill one thing. I think we get caught up because we're at a certain level of just starting, and then we hear a lot of fucking successful people, and you hear what they're touching, that, you know, they're extending their fingers to multiple different things that they are investing, or they're doing real estate, or they're doing this, and you hear all those things and it confuses you, and you're not listening to their first story. Their story is they focused on one thing, and within 5, 7, 10 years, then it allowed them to have the money to go invest in themselves even more and try new things, because that monetization of themselves gave them the freedom to do such. But they focus and hunker down that one fucking thing. then they started branching off because then that, their money started working for them, right? So focus on one thing, become a subject matter expert in it, and fucking kill it. Be the best that you can fucking be and market yourself. Number four, create and follow a plan, which I just touched on, right? So this one says setting milestones in one form of planning to achieve goals. Planning can help you focus by helping you identify the smaller tasks that are involved in a larger goal. I just talked about that. Look at that shit. Depending on the scope of your goal, you can use the following strategies for planning. Scheduling your time. One strategy for goal planning is to schedule time to work towards your goal. You can use digital tools or a weekly planner to help you schedule your tasks. I just said that. I use my Google Calendar all the time. You can use whatever medium you want to use to keep yourself on track. I don't care. But track your fucking successes, right? Making to-do lists. To-do lists offer a way for you to visualize your tasks as you complete them. You can create daily, weekly, and monthly to-do lists with tasks that help you work towards your goal to help you maintain focus. I totally agree with that. I totally agree. Like today, I got to go some food shopping for the family. Like, you know, this is the thing too, right? We all have fucking lives. I'm a dad, right? I'm a husband. I have a regular job on top of doing a podcast, on top of writing a book, right? A YouTube channel as well. And I still have to fit these things in. Right now, I'm recording this at 7 o'clock in the fucking morning. My whole fucking family is sleeping right now. On a Sunday morning. Best time I could fucking record because there's no interruption. But man, excuse me, my to-do list consists of not just I have to do like a podcast and I also have to finish editing the last edit for my life. But it also includes my daily tasks of my for my family, right? So scheduling becoming a better... I guess a better guard of your time, a better facilitator of your time, and learning how to carve time out, right? You're going to have to take charge of your time. That's the biggest mistake people do is they don't understand and take charge of their time and being on purpose on that and missing some shit, meaning that you're not going to be able to attend every function that your family, your friends have because you have these goals in place that you want to be successful in. I'm not saying be a fucking hermit and don't contribute to your family's, you know, parties or barbecues or holiday events, but I'm saying like not every fucking weekend you're gonna have to fucking party. You're gonna have to really hunker down and say, no, I can't this weekend. I gotta go do research for my goal, or I'm doing this for my goal, or I'm doing a pop-up shop because I'm not starting a business. You gotta focus on you. Okay. To do those to-do lists because it's gonna help you on a day-to-day to keep on track. You notice so far, nothing has been really mentioned about motivation. These are tools. And the reason why motivation, no, stay to the end. I'm going to tell you what my opinion on motivation, which I've said many times on my podcast, you listen to my podcast, what I think of motivation. So let's go to number five. Practice time management. This is fucking huge, which I just touched on. Time management is a valuable skill that can help you maintain your focus on goals and promote productivity. Managing your time effectively can help you ensure you have enough time to complete your goal. Here are a few time management techniques that you can use to promote focus. A quadrant system. The quadrant system for time management involves separating your daily tasks into four categories based on the task's urgency and importance. The categories are manage, focus, avoid, and limit. I'm going to go over that again. The categories are manage, focus, avoid, and limit. The strategy can help you focus on important tasks while reminding yourself to avoid distractions. The 52-17 rule. The 52-17 rule is a method of time management in which you work for 52 minutes and take a break for 17 minutes. Listen, breaks are important. I take breaks all the time. Yesterday I was editing the second to last edit for my book, as today will be the last edit for my book. And once I was done, I walked away from the computer. I have to walk away. I've learned how I work now. I learned how I become better and more efficient as I, you know, back in the past, I have to say that I would just stay on my computer. Man, I would just try to get everything done. Boom, 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 boom. I'm ignoring everything. I'm ignoring myself. I'm just trying to get everything fucking done. And I realized I wasn't getting the best work out of me. So I've learned now how to take these small breaks, and it's not I'm not procrastinating through these breaks at all. Like these are no, I'm going to the bathroom. I'm making a cup of coffee. You know, I'm engaging with my wife at this point. She's, oh, you got a little break? She's, and we just chit chat, and it's great for me because then from there I get back into the vibe. Okay, you know what, babe? Great conversation. Let me go back and finish this up a little bit. And I'm breaking that time up, and it's giving me more time to think. It's also giving me more time to reflect on what I just completed just minutes ago. And so at that point, it gives me that motivation. We're going to talk about how I feel about motivation. That motivation to continue on and to complete what I set forth so far. Okay? So definitely go after your desires, but use these tools to help assist you go forward longer than just a week, 4 weeks, or 8 weeks, and then you give up, and then 2 years pass, 3 years pass, 10 years pass, and you're like, I should have, could have, would have. Okay? All right. Next, number six. Bring tasks to completion. Damn, I just kind of mentioned that, right? Another strategy to promote focus is to finish the task you start. This can help you avoid procrastination and accomplish your goals. Emphasizing finishing tasks can also help you manage your time effectively. Yesterday, my task was to finish the second to last edit of my book. I achieved that. Now, during yesterday, we went furniture browsing because trying to find a new sofa. Wound up finding actually a new mattress we liked. A little expensive, but I might just treat myself to it. Spent time with my older boys. They actually went with us. For some reason, my sons, they're in their 20s, but they love to spend time with me just shopping. And not even buying shit, just browsing. It's weird. But they're great kids. And my wife and I and the boys went out. And it was fantastic. And we had three little ones with us as well. So I have five of us, you know, in two different cars. And it was great, you know, having them there and getting their opinion. But anyway, that was family time being spent together. Came back home, made everybody hamburgers, you know, for lunch. We played a little bit of PS5, and then they left about 5-6 o'clock. And at that point, make sure the little ones were okay, make sure they were good, make sure the dog was walked, you know, dinner was made. And then there was some time at that point. I was like, okay, now I have to work on, you know, editing my book. And the wife understood because we spent all day together. I made sure that the time was spent, right? Now to focus on completing my task. And I made sure that before I went to bed, before like anything else, I made sure I gave myself that. I'm going to complete this fucking task. But you have to go after it. You have to make things happen. And I carved out a tremendous amount of time yesterday, and I did a bunch of shit. And in the past, one of the things I said I did the day, with my family, I felt like I was neglecting what I was trying to accomplish. I felt like, oh man, I got to rush home. I was never present mentally. My body was there, but I wasn't present. My wife would tell me multiple times, you're not here. And she meant when I said, I'm not here, is by I wasn't mentally available to them. I was constantly thinking about something else. I was thinking about my goals and my tasks and what I had to do. And I'm like being, you know, kind of just kind of renegade. I'm going to go, go, go. And then I realized, you know what? I was being more productive. I became more creative once I let myself become free and not worrying about, I got to go complete this, just complete something. And I wound up completing more stuff, focusing on other things and giving more attention, believe it or not, to my tasks and to my goals than ever before because I took this time out and I carved out particular time for family and friends and just for myself because you need that self time as well. I'm not going to get into a rant. Number seven, consider your work environment. Another element to consider is your work environment. When you want to maintain concentration on your goals, if your work environment includes distractions, consider ways to limit or minimize them. Here are a few examples of ways you can avoid distractions to focus on your goals. Clean your desk. A clean desk where you can easily find supplies can help you maintain focus and mental clarity as you work towards your goals. Use headphones. If you work in an area with other people, you can use headphones to listen to music or other sounds or to promote focus. Okay, so this is more for like we're kind of workplace, but I kind of get what they're talking about. If this is, let's say you become an entrepreneur, you kind of look at your environment. It's no different. I got tutored right now. I am recording my podcast at 7 o'clock in the fucking morning because I know my environment, right? My kids are sleeping. My wife is sleeping right now. If I was to try to record this podcast when everyone's up and it's chaotic and it sounds like fucking Grand Central Station in here, it's not going to be a good podcast. You're going to hear all this background fucking noise. So it's important that you go ahead and you find your time. You look at your environment. So if my house was not conducive to do podcasts, you know what? I would sit in my fucking car and do it then. You know, I would try to go someplace else and do it. You know, I would have to figure something out. So that's what you have to do about your environment. So for myself too, as I'm writing, you know, as I write, I tend to write in the early in the morning. I tend to write in the wee hours of the evening, right? It's kind of the bookends of the day. And that's because I have kind of my own vibe now that I do. Like, you know, I listen to some jazz music while I write, and it sets off some emotions for me. And I learned about myself so much in the past couple of years. I became so in tune that I'm just loving who I'm actually finally releasing. Not becoming, but releasing, because this was the person I was always have been. But for some reason, I always held that person back in lieu of presenting a person that people thought I should have been. Does that make any sense? Right? It's insane. So consider your work environment. Ensure that you get the best work out of yourself and give you a place that's going to allow you to do such. Okay? Number 8, measure your goals. Kind of touched on this, you know, earlier. To improve your concentration and your goals, you can measure your progress towards your goals each day, week, and month. Measuring your goals can give you an accurate timeline for completion and motivate you to keep working toward achieving your goals. Yeah, I measure my goals every day. Like I said, I look at what I didn't do the day before, and then if I couldn't complete it, then of course that goes high priority for the next day. And then I try to still complete it. I don't want to get backed up. I want to keep on pushing stuff over. But sometimes that will happen. You never know. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, even though you can plan as much as you want, and variables are always going to come in one day or another. You know, an emergency might just happen. You may have to go to an emergency room for yourself or for a spouse or for a child or whatever. You just don't know. So when those things do happen, you have to fucking make do and readjust. And you have to be flexible with that. Number 9. Oh, we're getting close. Number 9. We're getting close to the end. Number 9. Share your commitment to your goal. Let's see what they mean by that. I'm not sure I agree with that, but let's see. Another method you can use to maintain your focus and your goals is just share your intentions and your goals with others. Here are a couple of benefits of using this strategy. Find others with similar goals. Okay, I see where they're going with this. One advantage to sharing your goals with others is to enables you to find people who are working towards the same or similar goals. This can help motivate you toward achieving them. I do agree with that. You got to surround yourself with people who are doing other shit. If not the same or similar, like they said, but you got to find people who are moving forward. If you're hanging out with a bunch of motherfuckers who's just playing fucking games all fucking day or doing shit with their lives, you're going to fucking, that's very contagious, procrastination. You know what I'm saying? It's procrastination. Look at it as a fucking disease. You don't want to catch that shit, okay? Next one underneath this umbrella of number 9 is have accountability. Another benefit toward discussing your goals with others is that it gives you a sense of accountability toward completing your goals, which can also motivate you to keep working toward them. Have accountability, but don't just talk about your goals or what you plan on doing just to be that person to talk about shit. I used to be that person many years ago. I used to be that person that had all these goals, and I'm talking my goals up. Yeah, blah, 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 blah. And I'm not working on not a goddamn one. You got to fix your mindset, people. Your mindset has to be fucking on point. And it takes time like anything else. Please, please, please get out the way of thinking and get out of your own way and think that everything is going to happen quickly. It is not. It takes time to build. Okay? It takes time to build. It takes 5 years. It takes 7 years. It takes a decade. It takes time to fucking build. Nothing or no person on this planet has ever woke up and then in one day, in 24 hours, or in fucking in a week, became what they want to become. you have to give yourself and allow yourself time. Okay? Number 10, address negativity. Ooh, let's see what they say. Just as positivity can be powerful for productivity and motivation, so can negativity act as a barrier. However, avoiding negative thoughts isn't always possible. If you experience doubts or frustration as you work to complete your goals, you can address these thoughts and the validity. Addressing negativity can help you overcome its challenge and remain motivated. Negativity can come from your family, your friends. You know, if you start sharing your goals with people, like, you know, like going back to number 9, like share your commitment to your goals, you got to share it with the right people. You can't share it with people who do not understand what the fuck you're doing, who don't see, you know, out of your lens and have the vision for what you're trying to get after. And even if they supported you, they say, oh, yeah, cool, that's great. They're not really giving the feedback that you want, right? And sometimes you're looking for validation because these people are so close to your heart. But they're the wrong people you're looking for validation from, because validation should be coming from you. Negativity, you got to fucking cancel all that shit. Take it out your fucking life. I'm not saying disown your family. I'm not saying disown your friends. But I'm saying limit as much communication you have with them about your goals or what you're trying to go after, because they're not going to understand. They're going to question what you're doing and say, girl, man, or boy, what are you doing that for? You have no money. You're broke. You borrowed money from me last week. And now you're saying you're trying to do this? How are you going to do that? They're going to be as negative as possible. They don't understand that, you know what? I'm just going to move forward no matter how much money I may owe you, or if you don't believe in me, I got to believe in myself. Number 11. Number 11, visualize the results. Another motivator for concentration is visualizing the results of achieving your goal. Thinking about the outcome of your work can help you improve your dedication and focus towards your goals. It can also help you encourage yourself to keep working when you experience challenges or setbacks. Absolutely. You got to close those eyes or leave your eyes open and really see yourself already there. Already see yourself on that summit and mountaintop. You know, already practice what you're growing into and put that into your daily life. Okay? It's a great testament to saying, oh man, I'm getting better. You're taking inventory now of yourself. Definitely visualize your goals. You know, just have that out there. You have to. And yeah, it will keep you focused. It will get you some motivation. Let's move on to number 12. Elevate your progress. To help you stand on a successful trajectory, you can periodically evaluate your progress towards your goals. Like I just said, take an inventory. Not only does this serve as a motivator for continuing towards your goals, it can also give you a sense of accomplishment for the tasks you've completed so far. Evaluating your progress can also help you modify your plans to continue towards your goals. Absolutely. Remember I said earlier, your plans cannot be set in stone. You have to be able to modify your plans. It's huge. Now, those were the 12, right, points that Indeed.com put on for, you know, someone who needs to try to focus on their goals. These are some tips, okay? Do I agree with these tips? For the most part, I do. Like, again, this was probably more towards someone who's, like, you know, working, or going after a career. But a lot of it, mainly all of it, really pretty much does kind of apply to anyone that's going after a goal. Now, to the part about motivation, that's what you guys to wait about that. And my little rant about motivation. So, guys, you cannot wait to be motivated to start something. That's the worst thing you can do. Motivation is very fickle when it comes in spurts. It's almost like adrenaline, right? Your adrenaline comes in certain activities that you do, especially if it's like, you know, you come into a fearful situation. Let's say you're camping, come in front of a bear, or you're fucking in a hood, and you can have a gun pointed at you. Adrenaline will come into your body. Motivation is the same way. If you're expecting motivation to be long-lasting, then you're thinking of motivation wrong. What you got to have is called drive. That's right. D-R-I-V-E. Drive. Having drive is what's going to carry you. And also, if you're waiting for inspiration to be inspired to start, you're wrong as well. And no doubt, inspiration is going to, you know, hit you with some rays here and there. Motivation will come in here and there as well. But you got to have that drive. That drive is the most important thing, because that drive is going to make you work on the fucking days you don't want to do shit. Those days that you don't want to get up. Today, I did not want to fucking get up. I wanted to sleep next to my fucking wife. I wanted to just hold her and cuddle with her and, yo, let's just chill, baby. You know what I'm saying? But I was like, you know what? If I do that, how are we going to get better? How are we going to have more time together? Let me just go ahead and knock this podcast out. So that drive in me is what got me up on the day I didn't want to do this podcast, to complete this podcast. And I think it came out pretty damn good. And a lot of times you're going to find that the days you don't want to do shit are the days that you actually move more forward, and the days you actually have your best days. Same thing with like you going to the gym. If you're going to plan on losing weight and you don't want to go to the gym, I suggest you push yourself to go to the gym that day, because that's going to probably be the best workout you fucking had, because you pushed yourself to do it and you're going to be thankful for yourself for doing it. Same thing applies to your everyday fucking life. Motivation is not long-term, people. Motivation is very temporary. So is inspiration. We're waiting to be inspired. If I waited to be inspired to write my poetry, the book would never be done. I swear. And writers have that bad habit. I'm waiting to be inspired. And maybe younger writers feel that way. Older writers really know. You just got to put the work in. You just got to start writing. There's really no such thing as writer's block. You just have to put pen to paper and just start writing something. And then it's going to start coming together. The same thing with your goals. Every day you got to put effort and time into your goals. You have to. Motivation, people, is not something that you need to have every fucking day. What you need to have every day is drive. Inspiration is something you don't need to have every single day. What you need to have is drive. Those other two, motivation and inspiration, will come in spurts. They're not long-term feelings or emotions. They're going to come in spurts. You're going to inspire yourself once you see yourself moving ahead and taking these steps. And as you take inventory of yourself, you say, damn, I started this 3 months ago and look where I'm at now. You're your own inspiration. You're your own motivation that's going to motivate you to go forward. You're going to inspire you to continue. That's what you should be looking for, to inspire and motivate yourself. And also another thing, don't compete with no one. Competition to me is very silly. Because when you compete with someone, that means you're focusing on that other person. This isn't a sport, right? This is your passion. This is going to be your future life. You need to put all your efforts and time into yourself and compete with yourself. How can I get better from last week, last month, last year? How can I grow more? What's my next moves? How do I continue to educate myself going forward? Because that education material right now, if you're not educating yourself throughout your plan, throughout your goals, then stop what the fuck you're doing, because education is never going to stop. By you educating yourself, it's going to be the best way for you to grow. On top of that, you're going to have on-purpose education and by-accident education. By-accident education is failure. We didn't talk about failure at all, right? So I think failure should be up here. You cannot be afraid to fail, people. Do not let that discourage you. That's the way to moving forward, is to fail. Listen, whoever made the microphone that I have right now, I don't have the brand on hand right now. How many times did they fail to get audio out of the fucking damn device? Or when their friend got audio out of it, it didn't sound high quality, I bet. They had to work. They had to fail. They had to figure things out. And that's what failure does to whatever goal you're going to go after. It's going to help you figure things out. It's going to teach you things, right? So a failure may set you back 3 to 5 steps. I'm just putting numbers out there. But that failure can also educate you, as it will, and help you move forward another 10 steps. That's right. It will push you, because now you have more education. You have more knowledge of something. Now you know how to maneuver those other steps, because you just saw, like, oh, shit, like, this is the blockage. I know exactly how to move this blockage. I can get here faster. It's not a shortcut. It's just a different way, technique, to it's clearing for your path. I want you guys to fucking succeed. I really do. I love you guys. I don't know you from hole in the wall. But I know you can fucking do this, man. I know you can fucking do this. You have to aspire to be great. You have to know that greatness is fucking in you. You have to know that you have it. You have what it takes to be whatever you want to be. So don't compare yourself to anybody else. And definitely don't compare yourself to someone who's super uber successful, because that's not a level playing field. They've put the time and work in to get there. Okay? So your level is your level, and be okay with that. Just like in the game, right? You're going to start off at level 1. And then you're going to be in a level 30. And then you finish the game like, oh shit, I killed it. But throughout that time you're playing that game, how many times you got killed? How many times you kept on making the same mistake until you realized something? Right? And then you figured out a different way and you kept on moving forward. The same exact thing. We only pay attention to those things if we want to. For some reason, it's odd. But all these things I'm telling you to do, these are the things I failed at doing in the past. These are the things that I knew about, that I read about, and I chose not to activate it into my life. I've read so many, you know, like inspiring books or motivational books. And it comes to a point to where I just stopped reading them. I would say, okay, they were saying the same shit. The only thing that I wasn't doing was activating on what they were talking about. I was reading all these fucking motivational books and I still wasn't doing nothing. I was still procrastinating. How can you be procrastinating reading a motivational book? And I still procrastinate after you read the fucking book. That was me. Being super honest with you guys. So I said, no, I'm just going to stop, because I was giving people advice and I wasn't taking my own advice or even what advice I was getting from the book. It made no fucking sense to me. Until it finally clicked and I was like, okay, I got to stop the bullshit. I had to call myself out. I had to break up my shit. And that's what I did. I had to call myself out and I said, okay, well, let's stop talking. Let's move in silence. Let's start working. Let's put the fucking work in. And I got to tell you, like the past 3 years now, because this is my fourth year, I met some wonderful people, made some great friends now doing this podcast. And now, my fourth year, I'm actually seeing something click. Like the wheels are like kind of not as tough to move forward, right? They're not as super smooth as I want to be, but it's way smoother than before. Like, no, like that hamster in the wheel, right? Like, you know, he's just running mad fast. He got this cadence to him. You know, I don't want to be a hamster in the cage, get me wrong, but just that movement, right? So my wheel is beginning to really loosen up. It's still tough to turn, but it's not as stuck as it used to be. And so I want to say the past 3 years was me learning how to get that wheel just to move, right? And now that it's moving, how do I get it to move smoother? Once I get it to run smoother, how do I get it to run to be so efficient as running certain things for me? Guys, you have this, man. You got the smarts. Don't doubt yourself. You're not stupid. You're not dumb. The internet is full of information. You have to move forward now. Now. We are in the 20s. This is 2022. The same time 100 years ago, we had the Industrial Revolution happening. And the people who sat back and did nothing in it, you know, didn't move forward. But people who did move forward in this time, they were able to grow legacies for their families. Huge. Take advantage of the time that you're in. Look at technology. How does that fit into your plan and goal? How do you fit into that? You know, are you investing? Not just in Wall Street, but in cryptocurrency. Are you studying what NFTs are? Are you studying what the metaverse is? These are things I'm mentioning. But these are things you're going to have to go research on and figure out what to do with these things if you're ever going to invest in these things at all. But you can't go on, continue going on without educating yourself and moving forward in different areas. This year for me, my goals, man, I'm not going to share that with you because these are my goals. These are things that I want to do and I can do personal to myself. And so far, since I've changed my style of attacking my goals for the past 3 years, going on four now, it's been working for me. That's why I give you these tips. now you're going to have to use these tips in a way that works for you and your lifestyle. My lifestyle is totally different than yours. I have 6 children that I have and I'm responsible for. That I got to make time for. Right? I have a wife that has needs. I got to give her those needs. Because she'll let me know. And a dog needs to be fed and walked, right? Because he can't feed or walk himself unless I let him out the door. You know, you have to go after your goals. You can do this. I know times are hard. I know it's tough, period, if you're a single mom or a single dad, or even worse, if you have a spouse that's not supportive. You know, I think I'd rather be single than have someone with me that doesn't support me. And if you don't have that, you're going to have to learn how to really self-love and self-care. And if you don't know how to do that, you have to work on that first. Before you start going off on your goals, you have to make sure your mindset is ready. And focus on that first. As I told you years past, I failed. I had goals, I had strategies, but I was not working on me. I thought that money would solve that issue. I thought success would figure that out. No. Money's not going to do anything but allow you to buy more shit. Let's just get that going. Money's also going to allow you to pay your bills in fucking time finally. That's fucking about it. Let's understand that, people. Okay? Now, with that fucking being said, how are you going to start? Let's focus on the issues. Let's get the mindset going first. Let's get that built up. And then start working on being an entrepreneur or going after your career in a higher way. Sometimes, many times, you may have to work on those things together, congruently, parallel to each other. And as you make strides in your mental state, that's when you can make strides in your goals, in your passions. But you have to become a machine in execution. And that should be the word they should really be going after, is execution and using. Execution, how do I execute this day? How do I make it happen? How do I finish and complete something? Because I'm sure we're great starters. We just don't seem to be great finishers. We don't complete a lot of shit. And start off small, with small bites, like I said, and go after these goals and attack them. Man, you're so smart. Man, you can fucking do this. You have to believe in yourself. Don't get validation from friends and family. Don't tell them what the fuck you're doing. Just go after it. You'll figure it out, trust me. And plus, information is free. YouTube is my best fucking friend. I learned so much on there, and it's free. And there's been times I also paid for courses as well. Right? I went to Udemy, which I'm not sponsored by them. Skillshare, I'm not sponsored by them as well. Coursera, I'm not sponsored at all by them. I've used all 3 of those websites to educate myself on many various things. I paid for it. And they weren't, you know, they weren't expensive things to purchase. They were fairly affordable. I've also purchased things in the past that was horrible. I just got caught up. Spend your money wisely, invest in yourself, get your education up, and get your execution down. Get it down. Execute at a high level. But mindset. Get your mindset on point. And you have to believe you can do it. That you can do it. You're no different from anybody else. You know what a person was before they were rich? They were you. They were doubtful. They were insecure. They weren't sure. They didn't have a supportive spouse or supportive family. People damned them, you know, or even friends were probably one of the best friends they had. But they still moved forward and executed. They made it happen. Now everyone says, I knew you could make it. It's always funny how that shit happens, right? Once you do make it, people are like, oh man, you made it. Oh man, it took you so long to make it though. Oh yeah, that's called building, motherfucker. Yeah. And have you been building? No, it's been 20 years and you're still fucking doing the same shit. Let's let people talk shit. Let people be the haters that they are. And use that energy to go after your shit. to go forward even harder, more. Because all that's going to do is benefit you. Don't let that doubt seep in your head. Don't let them nobodies get into you. Because they're not you. They're not the genius that you fucking are. They don't have the lens that you have. They don't have that mental fortitude that you're going to wind up gaining. So go after your shit, people. I love you to death. Let's make this year happen. Okay? Let's go, let's go, let's go. You guys are amazing. Now kill 2022.